Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Chasdai, Pesach Vansir, Harab Meir Kahana, Bari Hoffman, Ruben Hoffman, and Yosef Ben Meir. Tomorrow is the big day, the Iowa caucuses, the first big vote in the presidential campaign. We're going to be discussing that pretty soon. But first, I just want to mention that the grandson of our beloved leader, Harav Meir Kahana, Zecher Tzaddik VeKadosh Livracha Hashem Yikom Damo, Meir Ettinger, as you know, is in prison under administrative detention charges. In other words, he has not committed any offense. He has violated no law. He is not charged with anything. He's not entitled to a trial. He's not entitled to see a judge. He's just been put in prison for 6 months, for a six-month term, because the authorities feel like putting him in prison because of his political views in the so-called democracy of Israel. And so he went on a hunger strike to protest that. And last week, while he was on the hunger strike, he was found in his cell unconscious. He apparently passed out. He's receiving medical attention now, but he was on the hunger strike and he passed out and he was unconscious. What an incredible miscarriage of justice. What an outrageous, obscene, anti-Semitic policy we have in Israel of persecuting the most heroic Jews, the best Jews of our generation, persecuting the good Jews, while allowing the Muslim Nazi terrorist mass murderers who want to exterminate the Jewish people to do whatever they wish in Israel and handing the country over to them. Because Bibi Netanyahu, Moshe Yalon, the defense minister, Naftali Bennett, Aryeh Deri, all of these other corrupt politicians who run Israel, and the Israeli Supreme Court, and the Israeli police, and the Shabak, which is the Israeli KGB, all they do is persecute good Jews and enable the Muslim Nazis that want to exterminate the Jewish people to carry out their daily attacks, their daily terrorist attacks against innocent Jews, stabbing them, running them over, placing bombs in public places, doing terrible crimes against the Jewish people. That's the type of evil leadership that we have in Israel today. And we are not permitted to be silent, and we are going to continue to do everything we can to support Rabbi Kahana's grandson, Meir Ettinger, and all the other prisoners of conscience who are being deliberately persecuted by the Israeli government. Again, they have committed no offenses, they have violated no laws. They are being persecuted solely because of their political opinions, solely because they refuse to sit back and watch in silence while an evil government in Israel hands over the Jewish state and the Jewish homeland to Israel's worst enemies. So we're going to continue to monitor the situation, and of course we're supporting Meir Ettinger and his family, and we're going to continue to bring updates to you when we have more information. And of course in Hebrew, we've been doing videos on this in Hebrew, and we've been updating people in Hebrew on this, of course, as well. So we can't be silent. We've got to speak out. We've got to back up the Jewish Maccabees of our generation, the Jewish heroes of our generation, the hilltop youth, the heroic young Jews who live on hilltops in Judea and Samaria and who take over hilltops to prevent those hilltops from being turned into Arab villages and Arab areas where the Arabs take over and the Arabs wind up conquering the heartland of biblical Israel and can on the ground win. The Arabs will win on the ground without the hilltop youth. The Jews in Judea and Samaria have no way of surviving or staying there so long as we have a government that is weak and capitulationist and leadership in Judea and Samaria. The Yesha Council were also traitors, were also self-hating traitors, were also rats and snitches who helped the Shabak against their fellow Jews. As long as you have a situation like that, there's no way we can save Judea and Samaria. And if we lose Judea and Samaria and we have a so-called Palestine state, that's national suicide for Israel, God forbid. The hilltop youth are standing there and preventing it. Their presence there makes it impossible. As long as they're there, it is impossible for the Arabs to move in on those very sensitive strategic hilltops and take over and surround and choke off the Jewish communities there. They, with their bodies, they're putting their bodies on the line to protect the Jewish people and protect the land of Israel. And we have an obligation to protect them. And so who does the Israeli government, the Israeli police, the Israeli news media turn on? The Arab terrorists and the Arab Nazis that want to exterminate the Jewish people? No. They turn on the heroic Jews that are trying to save the Jewish people. We can't be silent while this happens, and we won't be. And if you're with JTF, you're with one organization that uncompromisingly stands with and defends the heroic Jews on the hilltops and the heroic Jews that are fighting for the land of Israel and for the people of Israel. Tomorrow is a very important day, because tomorrow is the first voting. It's the caucus in Iowa. Ted Cruz, of course, is the candidate that we're supporting. He is the only candidate who is pro-Israel in this race. None of the other candidates are genuinely pro-Israel. All of them are phonies. All of them will betray Israel. Donald Trump is very anti-Israel. Donald Trump has already said that he's going to try to create a so-called peace agreement again and start the peace process again, which means suicide process, getting Israel to commit suicide. And he said Israel has to make painful concessions. He's not sure if he can get Israel to do this, but he's going to try to get Israel to make painful concessions. He's telling us in advance that he's going to be just as bad as Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Barack Hussein Obama, and all the anti-Semites in the Democrat Party. He's already announcing this in advance. So any Jew who supports Donald Trump knowing that is a self-hating Jew and a traitor to the Jewish people. Let's make that very clear. And if you're a Bible-believing Christian or a righteous Gentile and you understand that we have to bless the Jewish people and the land of Israel, you're also forbidden to support someone like Donald Trump who is anti-Israel. And that's just one out of many issues. On Iran, he wants to continue the negotiations and allow Iran to become a nuclear power. He says he's not going to even rip up this terrible agreement. He says it's a terrible agreement, the worst deal he's ever seen, but he says you can't rip it up. You have to see what's going to happen. Once they say that, forget it. You know this is going to be a disaster once they say that. There is no way that he's going to do what has to be done, which is to militarily destroy Iran's nuclear bomb-making program. Only Ted Cruz has taken the pro-Israel position, has taken the right position on Iran's nuclear program, has taken the right positions on all of the issues. The final Des Moines Register poll, the Des Moines Register is the left-wing newspaper, which is the biggest newspaper in Iowa, and it's a left-wing rag. You know, it's part of the Gannett group, I think it's called, together with the USA Today and these other left-wing, hideous establishment newspapers. They came out with their final poll, and the final poll says Donald Trump 28%, Ted Cruz 23%, Marco Rubio 15%, and then everybody else is weighed down with much smaller percentages. So it's Trump 28%, Cruz 23%, Rubio 15% in the final poll. In other words, Trump has a 5-point lead. What that poll indicates is that Ted Cruz is the only candidate with any chance of defeating Donald Trump in Iowa. Donald Trump must be defeated in Iowa. Because if he wins Iowa and then he goes on to win New Hampshire and South Carolina, he can become unstoppable. We've got to hope and pray that tomorrow we can stop him in Iowa. The odds are always against us. Ted Cruz, of course, is the underdog. We're always fighting the underdog battles. That's the type of evil generation we live in. But we have to fight, and we have to do everything we can, zealously fighting for righteousness and truth and justice. And that's what we have to fight for. That's what Jews and righteous Gentiles were put into this world for. And that means fighting for Ted Cruz in Iowa as well. Let's hope and pray that Ted Cruz can win tomorrow. Just to give you one last illustration about Donald Trump and how amazingly insane this world has become. Look at all of the people that are supporting Donald Trump because they say they want to build a wall and they want to stop illegal immigration. Donald Trump openly tells us that he supports amnesty. Amnesty. Donald Trump supports complete amnesty for all the illegal aliens that are in America. Trump says that his plan is he's going to deport them, and then it's called touchback amnesty. That's what it's called. It's something the establishment and the left has advocated for a long time. The left has always advocated what Trump is proposing now. Touchback, let me tell you what touchback amnesty means, and this is what Donald Trump's plan is. He openly says it all the time. You deport somebody, let's say, back to Mexico or whatever other country they came from. An illegal alien. You deport them back to Mexico. Then, as soon as you deport them, they can immediately cross back and come back to the United States. They can cross back. They can cross the border again and come back in. That's called touchback amnesty. And Trump is saying, we'll deport them and we'll let them then come back to the United States and become citizens. After we deport them temporarily, they can then quickly come back to the United States and become citizens. That is the worst type of amnesty nightmare we could possibly have. It's worse than what we have now. If we had a massive plan like that, where we took all the millions of illegal aliens and sent them back and then had them come back and become citizens, right now become citizens, that would be much worse than what we have now. And that is what Donald Trump is proposing. But you can't even tell this to the cult members who are drinking the Donald Trump Kool-Aid. You can't even tell them this. They're just like the Obama supporters. You remember the Obama supporters in 2008? How stupid, how blind the members of this Obama cult were. They loved Obama, hope and change. Yes, we can. Yeah, morons, low information morons. The Trump people are the same exact mentality. Same exact mentality. He is openly telling us he will betray us on every issue. On every issue. It's not just amnesty, which he supports and has always supported. And by the way, we put out videos showing him in his own words. You see, we don't make this up. We show it in his own words. We show him saying in his own words in our videos. Go to our videos and look at them. In his own words, he's saying that we have to give them a path to citizenship. We have to allow them to stay here. You can't just throw people who have been in this country. You can't just throw them out of the country. You just can't do that to people. That's what he's saying. So he supports amnesty. This is the ultimate unbelievable example of how ignorant the American voters are. What ignorance, what insanity, what insanity. People are voting for him on the issue of immigration because they think he's going to be tough on immigration, and he is the ultimate amnesty candidate. This is the ultimate hoax, the ultimate bluff. Just look at what he's saying. Stop being so damn ignorant and so damn blind, and just look at what he's saying. Because you are responsible for the destruction of this country. Because you don't do your research and you don't look into the true positions of the candidates you're supporting. And you blindly support somebody just based upon a little flash that you see on TV. I mean, you will be responsible for the destruction of your own country. Those of you that are supporting Donald Trump. And he's like this on all the issues. On healthcare, we've already shown you that he supports socialist healthcare worse than Obamacare. Trump care is a complete government takeover of all healthcare. Complete government takeover. That's Trump care. He says the government's going to pay for it. I'm going to cover everybody and the government's going to pay for it. That means the government will control everything. The government will control who your doctor is. Everything. Everything you do, the government, federal government bureaucrats in Washington will control that. That's what you're going to vote for? And we could go on and on with every other issue. It's like this. Ted Cruz is a true conservative. They're all against. Don't you see? They're all ganging up on him. Don't you see the way the news media, they try to muddy the waters. They're lying about his record. They're all ganging up on him. This is so obvious to anyone with half a brain, with a quarter of a brain, can see what's going on. Why does the media and the establishment, why do they always gang up on Ted Cruz? Why are they so biased against him? Because he's the only one who really means what he says and says what he means. He kept his word to the voters in Texas. He promised them he was going to be a certain type of senator, and he's done exactly what he promised. And unlike that phony lying cheat, Marco Amnesty Rubio, who became the main sponsor of the amnesty bill, the Gang of Eight amnesty bill, Marco Rubio is the ultimate traitor, the ultimate backstabber. Ted Cruz kept his word. He kept his word to the voters of Texas, and he'll keep his word to the voters of the United States if we just give him a chance. So let's hope tomorrow, let's hope for a miracle. He's the underdog now. He's 5 points behind in the latest big poll. Let's hope for a miracle. We're doing everything we can to help him. As you know, we've been doing daily videos. If you've gone to our site, you've seen daily the greatest videos. Ted Cruz has the best advertising campaign, the most professional organization on the ground, but he's up against everybody. Everybody in the whole big, mighty establishment are all ganging up against him, so it's very hard to win in that situation. But that's the situation we're in. By the way, Ted Cruz wants to deport the illegal aliens permanently. He says if we catch them, we're going to enforce the law, we're going to deport them. If you're here illegally, we're going to deport you, and permanently. You'll never be allowed to become a citizen. You'll be permanently deported if you're here illegally. So Ted Cruz is the only one on the issue of amnesty who has always been against amnesty and always will be. The only candidate running who has taken that position. Everyone else has sold out. We need you to do four things at this critical time to help the Jewish dissidents in Israel that are fighting for the land of Israel, like Meir Ettinger, Rabbi Kahana's grandson, like the people who were arrested in the Huma, the two Jews that were innocent Jews that have been arrested and are being framed in the for the Huma arson attack, which they're not guilty of, and all the other Jews that are being persecuted in Israel because they're good Jews, because they're heroic Jews, because they're God-fearing Jews, because they're loyal Jews. We need you to help us with them, and we need you to help us as well to make sure that in this presidential election, a voice of truth is heard, a Jewish voice of truth. It's important that a Jewish voice of truth, Ted Cruz is telling the truth, but we need a specifically Jewish voice of truth as well. God wants his people to have representatives and spokesmen who are telling the truth to the world. He wants that. JTF is telling the truth when we're telling you why Ted Cruz would be a good president, telling the truth about Israel. And so we need your help in four areas. First of all, prayer. We need your prayers. And please pray that Ted Cruz win the caucuses tomorrow. Tomorrow the caucuses will be held in Iowa, 7 p.m. Central Time. That's Iowa time, 7 p.m. Iowa time, 8 p.m. Eastern time for those of you who are in the East. But in Iowa, if you're in Iowa, you're watching the program, you're in Iowa, because we have people from Iowa now that have come to us because of all the videos and everything else we're doing on Facebook, on YouTube, and everywhere else. And everywhere else, we have people from Iowa who've been writing to us. So, if you're in Iowa, please remember, you have to caucus for Ted Cruz. Get there by 6:30. Find, you can go online, you can go to the tedcruz.org, you can go to his website, find out where your caucus site is, find out where you have to caucus. And you got to be there by 6:30 p.m. Please be there by 6:30 p.m. Whether it snows, rain, no matter what the situation, there might be light snow at that hour. Whatever it is, be there. Make sure you get there and bring your friends and bring your family and bring everybody to caucus. And we need people to pray. We need your prayers that Ted Cruz succeed tomorrow in Iowa and the JTF succeed in what we're trying to do for the people of Israel and to save America by helping to elect Ted Cruz as president. We need your prayers, please. That's important. Secondly, when you see us put up videos, whether they're in Hebrew or in English, please promote those videos. Go to the videos, comment on the videos, like the videos, do whatever else you can do to promote those videos in Hebrew and in English. Third, become active on our great main pages. Our main page in Hebrew, if you speak Hebrew, is hayamin.org, hayamin.org. Ze amud tnuatenu be'ivrit. That is our Hebrew page, the Hebrew page of our movement. And you should go to hayamin.org if you speak Hebrew and become active on hayamin.org. Comment on it, go to the articles, go to see the updates, become involved. If you don't speak Hebrew, then you should be active on the English page, jtf.org. jtf.org is the English main page. Shlomo does such a great job. Wow, what a great job he's done. And I mean, what a shame that everyone in Iowa didn't get to see our page every day. If they got to see our page every day in our videos, I have no doubt that Ted Cruz would have won. But we didn't have the funding we needed and everything else to reach all the people of Iowa. But people who we have reached, Our message is pretty persuasive. We have an excellent, excellent page run by the greatest, Shlomo the Greatest, who is just absolutely fantastic. Go to our page, be involved with our page, comment on it. That's the third thing. And fourth, of course, checks, money orders, cash donations made out to JTF and sent to our post office box. It makes a big difference. You know, the stronger we are, the stronger our message is, the more people we can reach, the more we can help the Jews that are being persecuted in the land of Israel, and the more we can help with our message here, our vital message here in the United States to influence a presidential election that very much influences the survival of America and Israel. So we need your help. You understand how important this is. You understand how worthy this cause is. Checks, money orders, cash donations sent to the post office box. It makes a difference. God bless the great JTFers who are helping us. If for convenience sake you want to do it with your credit card, you want to help us with your credit card, very easy to do. You just go to the donate button on our Hebrew main page on hayamin.org. You go to hayamin.org, which is in Hebrew, but on top there's a donate button in English. You click on the donate button in English, and in several minutes you can very easily and conveniently donate to JTF, or donate to our movement. You can very easily donate to our movement with your credit card through PayPal. It just takes a couple of minutes. Let's hope tomorrow is a good day. Let's hope we have a surprise tomorrow and that there's an upset and Ted Cruz somehow manages to pull off a win. No matter what, we're going to keep up the fight. We're going to continue to stand for the truth. We're going to continue to fight for truth and righteousness and justice, because that's what we were put into this world for, because that's the true meaning of life. And that truly will give you a reason for being in this world, a reason to thank God that you have this honor, this opportunity to make His world a better place, because He's put you in here to give you that chance to do that. And through our own free will decisions to do what's right and to do what's just and to do what represents and to stand for the truth. That is truly the purpose of life, to stand for the truth and help other people and help the world become a better place. Tikkun Olam, making this a better world. That is our reason for existence, and that will give you a reason to be happy that you were put in this world, even when things don't go the way we want them to go all the time, which happens very often. But at least we have a chance in our own way, as much as we can, to try to influence things for the better. Until next week for JTF, Shalom.